Welcome back to our podcast,
Chronically Iconic Mistakes.
I'm your host, Jocelyn.
And your co-host, Raya.
Today, we delve into a case that shocked the world, the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Prepare yourselves for a twisted tale of deception, abuse, and ultimately, murder.
Murder.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard was born on July 27, 1991, to her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard, in the small town of Springfield, Missouri. From a young age, Gypsy Rose appeared to be a very sick child. In fact, the list of disorders that Gypsy had were almost never-ending, and all very serious. Gypsy had leukemia, muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, respiratory issues, and she was hearing and vision impaired. She was confined to a wheelchair, had feeding tubes, and she relied on many medications to get through her daily life.
It kind of feels like you.
I know, I was like writing this and I'm like, oh, sounds familiar.
Did you Munchausen by proxy yourself?
I wish I did.
Is there a different word when you're doing it to yourself?
It's just called Munchausen. Oh. Like, there's no by proxy.
That makes sense. The more,
you know. Unfortunately for Gypsy, she had a mom who had made these illnesses her entire life. From doctor's appointments, daily care, to raising funds to get her the medical care she needed, Dee Dee was there, speaking for Gypsy every step of the way. To outside eyes, she was a devoted and doting mother, tirelessly caring for her daughter's many alleged illnesses. The community saw the love she had for her daughter, and they all rallied around the mother and daughter, providing them with financial and emotional support.
Dude, this is so hard, though, because, like, I mean, from the outside, you don't even know what's happening. Like, it just seems like she had a lot of fucking issues.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, let's be clear, Munchausen by proxy is an exceptionally rare form of abuse. Like, we do a lot of cases, but when I'm looking for these cases, there are very few. Like, it is actually hard to find cases for this.
Do you think it's rare, or do you think it's just really hard to catch somebody?
You know, I would go with a little bit of both, but I think that it is exceptionally rare. You know, it's just not something that you see commonly. And also, it's a very complicated, like, ailment.
Yeah, and honestly, it is really hard to catch because, like, just, like, jump from doctors to doctors.
Exactly, and, like, I really dislike it because it makes people with chronic illness who have to jump doctor to doctor, because if we don't get taken seriously, we just have to find another until finally one does and makes a diagnosis properly. They make it so, like, we seem a lot crazier for doing that. Like, doctors see it as sketchy, and it's not, so.
Right, yeah, like, they believe you less because
they're
taught to kind of look at everything, and I don't know.
It's like, most of us are just, like, suffering through the poor American healthcare system.
Mood.
Big mood. Thanks to the support of the community and the child support from Gypsy's father, the two were quite well off to ensure Gypsy received the care she needed. Gypsy's father even continued paying his hefty $1,200 a month child support payment after she reached the age of 18, because he believed that Gypsy's care was important and that she needed it 24/7. Child support and generosity wasn't the only way that Dee Dee made money for her beloved child, Gypsy Rose. She would often set up a movie with a concession stand where she would charge those who came, saying it was a fundraiser for her ill daughter. Habitat for Humanity also reached out to the mother and her daughter, building them their very own house. Charities and neighbors caught word and gave Dee Dee more money for her daughter's care. Make-A-Wish Foundation arranged a trip to Disney World to make Gypsy's dreams come true. After all, she could pass away at any time, right? Never achieving her dreams or really ever living life. Knowing this, everyone gave what they could.
Honestly, I'll say it, like, every time, and I don't want to blame anybody, but, like, why did the father just take it at face value?
I mean, I'm gonna take a guess that he's just not in the picture, you know?
Well, I know, but, like, if you're forking over $1,200 even after she's 18, Like, I personally would want some proof.
Yeah, you'd think that they wouldn't want to be, like, active in the care of their daughter, but you have to remember, like, there's no fault of the father for not questioning it, because why would he? I mean, when I that told you true. I was sick, did you ever once question it?
Well, no, because then you'd be an asshole.
Right, exactly, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not normal to question it in the first place. Like, it's rude as fuck.
Well, and also, like, you don't expect somebody that, like, you knew very well to, like, fuck you over like that. So, exactly. Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm sure there were reasons that they weren't, you know, together. But I imagine that he still trusted her like you would, you know, if you were an estranged spouse. And for most cases, there are cases where it's like, you're a terrible person, I don't trust you. But in that case, they probably wouldn't have custody of the child.
True.
However, as Gypsy Rose grew older, questions began to emerge. Some doctors couldn't find any medical evidence to support her supposed conditions. There were inconsistencies in her medical records, but Dee Dee swore that the medical records were just inconsistent because her original documents were lost in Hurricane Katrina. It was discovered that Dee Dee had a history of altering documents and lying about Gypsy Rose's age.
It's crazy to me.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because you can't even, like, that's so hard to catch, too.
It really is, especially when they're like, oh, yeah, we don't have most of these records, which they did find out later. Like, yeah, they were in Hurricane Katrina, but, like, the records did survive.
And, like, her altering documents, I feel like it should have been caught sooner, but, like,
you'd think, but at the same time, like, I'm not saying that I'm out here forging documents, but as somebody that can use Photoshop really well, like, it isn't fucking hard. I'm just gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Like, and
don't
it's, like,
forge
really hard
documents,
to catch.
People.
Yeah, don't do it. But, like, I'm just saying, it's not as difficult as people, like, think, I suppose.
Yeah,
and depending
that's
on what the document is, too. In reality, Gypsy Rose wasn't sick at all. She was the victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy, a rare form of abuse in which a caregiver, usually a parent, fabricates or induces illness in their child to garner attention and sympathy. The worst part? Gypsy Rose was growing older and was catching on to her mother's lies. Gypsy Rose longed for independence, but her mother kept her isolated from the world. Dee Dee manipulated her daughter, convincing her that she was mentally impaired, younger than she actually was, and completely reliant on her mother's care. Gypsy Rose's life was a carefully crafted facade, and it was only a matter of time before her lies were exposed.
That is so, like, scary, too. Imagine being that mentally abused. Like, I'd feel fucking insane.
Yeah, like, you have to think, like, this chick is, like, being told she can't even walk. But, like, she knows she can walk, you know what I mean? Like, she's at that age where it's like, well, yeah, I can, like.
Yeah, and then you, like, feel fucking insane, and you're just, like, she's telling her she's mentally impaired and all this other shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I mean, I'm sure after years of abuse, she might be, but it wasn't because she was born that way, like.
Right.
It's terrible. Everything began to change after Dee Dee took her daughter, Gypsy Rose, to a science fiction convention where she met an unnamed man. Gypsy was enamored by him, and her newfound emotions made her crave a normal life even more than before. Behind her mother's back, Gypsy exchanged information with the anonymous man, and they kept in touch online. In February 2011, they decided to meet up where he took Gypsy to a hotel. I imagine Gypsy was on cloud nine, enjoying the freedom a normal 19-year-old woman would have. However, that feeling was quickly cut short when Dee Dee showed up to the hotel, causing an absolute scene. She told the anonymous man that Gypsy was only 15 years old and showed him fake documents proving her claim. In reality, Gypsy was 19 years old and her mother had just lied to all her doctors, peers, and even Gypsy herself. I will say that while Gypsy was of consenting age, and technically this entire interaction was legal, it does give me, like, the heebie-jeebies that this dude was 35 years old trying to have a relationship with a 19-year-old.
Dude, you know, yes. People are like, it's perfectly legal, but I always think about,
like
they're in two separate...
creepy.
And also, like, he didn't know, like, she was being Munchausened. So, like, she was very mentally impaired. She was in a wheelchair and all of this shit when he met her.
The problem with, like, controlling your kids this much is that when they are finally 19 years old, they're not gonna see this as a big fucking red flag like they're supposed to. Like, they're super naive.
She was never taught to, like, obviously stand up for herself. And, like, wasn't taught about stranger danger. I mean, she went to a hotel with a random dude. Like,
okay, first off, meet people in public spaces in case they want to murder you. That's a good thing to do. But, like, yeah, just this whole thing, like, I would never have done even at that age. Like, I would have done it differently. And you can really tell that she was, like, cut off from the world for a majority of her life.
Yeah, and we're definitely not, like, blaming Gypsy. Like, it's all of her mother's, doing.
Like, yeah, it's just she was in this, like, home of abuse and didn't get the experience that you're supposed to get by the time you're 19 to know how to, like, manage the world.
And right, the scary like, how are you supposed to know there's evil in the world when, like, you don't know anything?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no way she could have known that this is super sketchy. Mm-hmm. Once Gypsy was home, the abuse from her mother worsened. Dee Dee smashed her phone and computer, telling her, and I quote, "If you ever try to do that again, I'm going to smash your fingers with a hammer." After her rampage, Dee Dee chained Gypsy to her bed for 2 full weeks.
Holy shit.
Like, can you imagine?
Like, this is part of the story that I don't even remember.
Yeah, dude, I didn't either when I was writing. Like, we all, like, I think almost everybody knows this case. Like, Gypsy was just, I mean, main news for, like, maybe a year. You know, like, everybody has heard of this case. A lot of people have watched The Act on Netflix, which is a pretty good account for what happened. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, to think that, like, your punishment, as an adult, by the way, like, she's an adult at this point, is to have your fucking tech smashed and then to be chained to a bed for 2 weeks is so fucked up.
The crazy part is, like, I know she could have fought back, but, like, Dee Dee has kind of made her think she that can't. She couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, like, the whole thing is to, like, convince her that she absolutely is fully reliant on her mother, so, like, why would she give too much fight when she thinks she, like, literally can't?
And I have, like, I know she would have smashed her fingers with a hammer. Like, this bitch was crazy.
Yeah, she was fucking intense, dude. Despite her harsh punishment, Gypsy did not give up. In 2012, she had access to a computer again. She just wanted to be like every other young adult and have a life full of love. I'm sure she saw a relationship as a way to wiggle out of her mother's grip. Gypsy began using a Christian dating website and matched with an autistic man from Wisconsin named Nicholas Godajon. Nicholas had a slightly sketchy past. He had actually been charged for watching porn at a McDonald's and touching himself in public.
Stop. Not a McDonald's.
The McDonald's is really, like, the, you know, the nice detail on there that just sends you. Like, we're already meeting, like, at McDonald's. Like, we're already struggling enough. Can you not?
Right. Oh, my God.
But anyways, we already know that this guy is, like, bad news. You know, like, naive Gypsy should not be communicating with him. But they did keep their relationship a secret for nearly 3 years. During those 2.5 years, they would often dream together about how Gypsy would escape her life so they could finally be together. Like, can you imagine, like, she's, like, sneaking on the computer every night to, like, message this dude? Like, she got away with it for a really long time.
Yeah, 3 years is a long time when, like, Dee Dee, like, she tried to meet a man at a hotel and that went sideways.
Yeah, like, and she's still like, no, fuck it, I'm doing this shit. Which, like, at that age I probably would too, you know? She just wants, like, some normalcy. It wasn't until 2014 that Gypsy finally slipped up and told her neighbor Alea about her late-night relationship. She told her about how they shared sexual BDSM encounters online and that they were planning an entire life together. Alea found this especially disturbing because she thought that Gypsy was still a minor due to her mother's lies. And, I mean, like any respectable adult would do, if a minor had told them about sexual encounters, she immediately started trying to talk Gypsy out of continuing a relationship with Nicholas. However, she really thought that, like, their plans for the future were all just fantasy, considering her illnesses. So, I mean, she left it at that. Like, Gypsy's actually really lucky she didn't immediately tell Dee Dee.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, I don't even know what I'd do in that situation. And to be honest, I would, if I knew, if I thought she was underage, I probably would have told her mom.
I totally would have. I would have, like, you know, I would have never suspected that that was going on. I'd be like, dude, this minor is, like, sending really sketchy shit to a dude online.
Right.
Like, that's my responsibility to say something.
Yeah, but now I'm kind of, like, hesitant, like.
I know, right? Like, maybe feel it out a little bit. But then again, if, like, they meet the guy and go missing, like, fuck.
That's true. So you're, like.
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Either you way, you fail.
Mm-hmm. In March of 2015, Gypsy and Nicholas finally worked up the courage to meet one another in person. They decided that their best bet was to accidentally meet up in person organically with Dee Dee in tow, hoping that she would see how great Nicholas was and unknowingly allow their relationship to continue. Nicholas met them at a movie theater showing of Cinderella, but it did not go as planned because Dee Dee quickly realized she really disliked Nicholas as a person. Her hate for him did not stop Gypsy from meeting him in the bathroom stall where she had sex for the first time. While Dee Dee had no idea of their sexual encounter, Dee Dee was very jealous that Gypsy gave Nicholas so much attention, so once they got home, she immediately punished her for weeks. She recalls being called a slut and a whore while she threw things around. The darkness grew in Gypsy. Her craving for independence was all she could think of. She had to escape, and she knew there was only one way she could do that.
Man, that's crazy.
Dude, right? Like, honestly, like, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it feels like she has, like, no escape at this point.
Yeah, it truly does. Nicholas made his way back to Missouri and stayed in a motel near Gypsy's home. They had a plan, and Nicholas was ready to go through with it. Gypsy waited for her mother to fall asleep, and once Dee Dee dozed off, she texted Nicholas that it was time. He drove to her house where Gypsy handed him a knife. Unable to bear with what Nicholas was going to do, she went to the bathroom in hopes to remove herself from the very real situation that was happening on her own accord. Despite covering her ears, Gypsy could hear her mom be startled awake, calling her name as she was slowly stabbed to death by the same man she saw at a theater flirting with her daughter only once before.
Oh, that seems so, like, traumatizing.
Yeah, like, I don't know. There was a quote by her just basically saying, like, you know, I didn't want her to die. I just wanted to escape. Like, I just needed out, mm-hmm. like. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I do understand that. Although while I do think she could have, you know, found a way without murdering her mom, I do also understand her thought process and why this happened the way it did.
Oh, for sure. Like, she was incredibly abused. And, like, when you're being abused,
exactly.
You don't really necessarily think all that clearly.
No, not at all. So, I mean, it's really hard to blame Gypsy, in my opinion. Like, there's certainly a level of insanity that happened here that her mother invoked.
Right, for sure. I mean, this was years and years of abuse, and, like, she finally just had enough of
it. It didn't just happen overnight, mm-hmm. That's for sure. Immediately after the murder, Nicholas and Gypsy had sex before retiring to the motel and then catching a bus to Wisconsin the next day, hopeful to start a new life together. Gypsy quickly became nervous, anxious for her mother's body to be found. She convinced Nicholas to post on her mother's Facebook account to make her body found in a more timely manner. On the D. Gyp Blanchard Facebook account, a status appeared that said, "That bitch is dead." And then later on, "I fucking slashed that fat pig and raped her innocent daughter. Her scream was so fucking loud." Concerned Facebook friends called the police, who were able to obtain a warrant and entered the home where they found Dee Dee's body.
I feel like they might have never even caught Gypsy if not for this whole scenario. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm curious, like, if she could have gotten away with it, or, I mean, they at least would have taken longer to find her. Like, it would have taken longer for people to start questioning where they were and stuff.
Right. And then, like, them having sex right after she dies.
Oh, I know.
Well, it's just, like, in the mind of, like, prosecutors, they're gonna think, like, oh, she didn't have any remorse.
Yeah, and I mean, in a way, it still does kind of give me that mood, but like, how much remorse do you need to have when you find a way to escape your abuser, though? Like,
Yeah, and
yeah, I mean, it wasn't ideal, but.
the way it seems is like they weren't even that close in a like a mother-daughter relationship. This was more
No,
like,
yeah. More
yeah,
like
Dee Dee was using
my
her.
keeper, you know? Yeah. In the end, the guilt caught up with Dee Dee's daughter. Gypsy Rose and Nicholas were taken into custody and extradited back to Missouri, where they were held with a $1 million bond. Gypsy confessed to her involvement and revealed the abuse she had endured at the hands of her mother. As the truth unfolded, the world became captivated by the story of this seemingly sickly girl who had been held captive by her own mother for years. Gypsy Rose Blanchard's case ignited a fierce debate about the nature of abuse and the limits of sympathy. While some saw her as a victim who had no other choice but to escape her oppressive circumstances, others questioned the extent of her involvement in the murder and whether she should bear some responsibility. The case shed light on the complexities of mental health, manipulation, and the far-reaching consequences of Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
I feel like the people who don't think she was a victim haven't really been abused.
Yeah, I definitely think that that is, you know, something they've never experienced or something that they can conceptualize. I'm sure it's the same people that can't empathize with other people. Gypsy Rose
True.
Blanchard pled guilty to a second-degree murder and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. Today, she is serving her sentence, reflecting on her choices she made and the tragic events that unfolded. Gypsy is set to be released in December of 2023. So, what do you think, listeners? Was Gypsy's actions justified because of her years of abuse, or do you think she could have handled it in a different way? We'd like to hear your thoughts.
So I don't condone murder, but if there was ever a situation where murder was okay, it would be this.
Yeah, I'm totally on the same side of that. Like, I feel like in abuse cases, this is kind of where we have to open up the concept of rehabilitation and get them into a mental health facility and like help them because nobody wants to kill their abuser.
Oh, for sure. But I mean, I heard she's thriving in there. I think she's married now.
Is she? Oh,
Yeah.
what? I
Yeah.
didn't even think to look up how she was in prison, to be honest.
No, yeah. She got married to a guy that she met on the internet. Or
Oh, good. We're repeating that, though.
Yeah. It's not the same
I don't know how I
guy,
feel about that. Well, yeah, I mean, I hope not.
though. Well, yeah, because I think he's in prison too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if they are, I just, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean,
That's so ridiculous.
she looks super healthy and
That's good. So maybe it'll be the rehabilitation that she needs, because I know that they do therapy sessions before they release you from prison and stuff. So maybe it's a good thing.
did she go to actual prison or a mental health facility first? Because I feel
Believe she
like
went to actual prison.
yeah, I feel like that should have been the other way around,
Oh, well, she did
in my
deny
opinion.
counseling or help in prison.
That is something.
So, yeah, she is in actual prison and refused mental health care. So, I don't know. We'll see how she does.
Yeah, that does give me a little
That's
bit of
unfortunate.
hesitancy with my answers.
Yeah, I think me too. Like, I mean, you can be in denial that you need therapy, but, like, girl, you murdered somebody, so you probably should get that
Well, not
therapy,
only
you
that, but
know?
like,
If
I'm
ever a
thinking
time.
like long term, she was a hella abused. So like, I feel like she should have gotten
Yeah.
therapy for at least like
I feel like
being.
they should require that should.
Yeah.
It's a little surprising to me that you can just be like, no, not for me. Thanks.
Yeah. That's crazy. I thought something like this would have been required to have therapy.
Yeah, I definitely did too.
Well,
Bizarre.
hopefully when she is released, everything goes well.
Fingers crossed. Bye.
Bye.